Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
Singer Bobby Brown was arrested for driving under the influence early this morning. The incident occurred at 1 a.m. when officers spotted him swerving through traffic. They administered a field sobriety test, which he failed. He remains behind bars on a $25,000 bail. This is his second DUI arrest this year. In a very bizarre lawsuit, a person claiming to be Chris Brown has filed a lawsuit against Rihanna for giving him herpes. The documents filed in Tennessee request a restraining order against her on grounds that she could cause bodily harm. The allegations also state that Rihanna hit herself in the face and threw herself into the walls just as Jim Carrey did in the movie Liar Liar when he told her that he was filing suit. In what appears to be another bizarre lawsuit, Magic Johnson is being sued by a former employee who claims that he was too serious when it came to snacks because he forced her to regularly squeeze his red vine licorice to make sure they were soft enough. Lanita Thomas, who served as Magic's personal flight attendant on his private jet from 2004 until last month, also claims that he failed to pay her overtime or provide her with legally required breaks during her work shifts. She's asking for an unspecified amount. Reality star Evelyn Lozada will attend her first high school prom with one of her fans. "I was just asked to the prom by one of my Twitter followers, and I gladly accepted," she wrote on her blog. Anthony Nilsson, an 18-year-old student, is going to get his wish. Meanwhile, Anthony posted that he's never been so happy in his life. Former BET's 106 and Park co-host Rossi Diaz has landed a new job at Entertainment Tonight. She will serve as a correspondent on the half-hour syndicated show, which focuses on the latest in entertainment news and gossip. She tweeted the following, "Y'all get ready to see what I've been up to tomorrow. Catch me now on ET." Rapper Nicki Minaj will headline the 40th anniversary American Music Awards. The AMAs are determined by online voting, allowing fans to pick the top artists in pop, country, hip-hop, R&B, alternative, adult contemporary, Latin, and electronic music. The AMAs will broadcast on November 18th.